Flipping the script. I first ran into this term when I read an article describing a development in the field of education. In the standard instructional model, a teacher introduces concepts in a classroom and then sends students home to practice the new element, like working math problems, or to process the information they've received through additional reading or a paper to write. The idea is that homework helps students apply what they learn in the classroom. Some innovative schools have flipped the script. Instruction has moved away from the classroom to online access, making instruction available anywhere and repeatable for greater comprehension. Homework then takes place in the classroom, where the teacher can provide assistance and even one-on-one attention to a student struggling to apply new knowledge, for example. Learning approaches can be customized to the student's own learning style, allowing for group settings, individual practice, project application, whatever helps the learner consolidate her learning. Talk about flipping the script. But some people are at work changing the narrative of an entire community. I ran into one of these stories a couple of years ago when I met Scott Shepherd, the executive director of Six Stones Ministry in Euless, Texas, sixstones.org. In 2008, Scott was serving as the missions pastor at First Baptist Church of Euless, watching their middle-class bedroom community of Dallas transform into an ethnically and economically diverse city, with 119 nations represented, speaking 70 languages. Increasingly, people were facing economic challenges on multiple fronts, from dilapidated housing to food insecurity. That year, the church made a courageous script-flipping decision. Instead of seeing missions as only overseas involvement, they decided to adopt a kingdom narrative of addressing their city's needs by creating an organization designed to be a coalition of churches, businesses, and other nonprofit agencies to become a one-stop shop for addressing community needs. The church recommissioned Scott to serve as the executive pastor of the new organization, also called Six Stones, with a starting allocation of $200,000. They repurposed the church facility across the street, an old strip mall, into offices and warehouses for the new organization. Their first major project involved garnering 150 volunteers to renovate 18 homes to make them livable spaces. What has transpired over the past 8 years is nothing short of miraculous. Here are just some of the results. The coalition now has over a dozen business partners and 76 participating congregations. To date, 541 homeowners have had their homes repaired to code in an annual project called CPR, Community-Powered Regeneration. Over $9 million have been invested in the community. Over 250,000 volunteer hours have helped 106,489 individuals with a variety of services, including providing backpacks of school supplies for 26,720 kids and Christmas gifts for 22,659 kids at their annual Night of Hope events held at all 10 of the school district's elementary schools. The local school district serves as a wildly enthusiastic champion because of all the help received from Six Stones. The giving to the organization has increased ninefold from the initial allocation to over $1.8 million in 2016. Early on, the ministry made the decision that it would share the gospel in word as well as deed. So everyone who